It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right. Not going to lie. I've been looking forward to this all morning. 844. Hope you're off to a great start today. We're about to eat, G.
Yes, because this Saturday is National Waffle Day. Absolutely.
Say that again. I'm sorry. That was a bad job by me. What's this Saturday, Darnell?
National Waffle Day. Everybody's going to have waffles all over the country.
Now, this wonderful, smooth voice you're hearing right now is our very own
Darnell Johnson.
Of?
Chicago's home of chicken and waffles.
And you've got two locations. Tell everybody where.
543 Madison in Oak Park and 3947 South King Drive, Chicago, Illinois, in the Bronzeville section.
In Bronzeville. So delicious. I was talking earlier about how much I love to have a little bit of sweet with my savory. To me, that is the greatest combination. You add to that juicy, crispy, just fried chicken to crispy, fluffy waffles. Mm-hmm. Smothered with maple syrup.
Oh my God, I'm getting hungry.
Tell us a little bit about the restaurant and how long it's been around.
We opened up March 2008. So we've been there 11 years now. And the only thing I can say has been great. Bronzeville is a diamond in the rough. It's a great place to be.
So much history.
Unbelievable. I raised my kids in California. I come out here, you're four blocks from the beach. Then I'm in New York. I grew up in New York. You see all the great brownstones. We call them brownstones there, but you got the beautiful gray stone.
Uh-huh.
So it's an unbelievable location. And it's just transitioning now into really an unbelievable place to live.
See, I think the chicken and waffle, though, has become mainstream, at least fairly recently. Did you have this in your pantheon growing up? Like this was something you would have for breakfast on Sunday?
I found out all about chicken and waffles when I first landed in California.
Okay.
It started
really up in Harlem.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. They just got delivered, by the way. It looks amazing.
And people didn't know if they wanted the nightclubs when they would let out the jazz musicians. They didn't know what to eat. So they didn't know if they wanted breakfast or dinner. And this chicken and waffle concept came around up in Harlem, and it just took off.
Because it was late enough that you didn't have dinner yet, but it was early enough in the early hours of the morning that you still would want some breakfast too.
Right.
Okay, this smells so incredible. You guys were so nice, Chef Ed.
We got the whipped butter going on here. I'm putting it all over the waffle. Got to do it the right way this morning, for the record.
We got to get that syrup for you.
We do.
They came here to the studio with the actual fryer, so that way Chef Ed kindly...
You should know that normally doesn't happen. You guys have gone above and beyond. It's really impressive.
Thank you, Chef Ed.
And it's actually... The waffle iron, the good old-fashioned Wells waffle iron that's making the waffles that Grandma used to use in her kitchen.
See, that's exactly what I was thinking. This is the thinner, flatter waffle, which is softer and more delicious and even better. I just got the syrup. This is the way a waffle should be made, for the record. This is the real stuff right here.
You're talking real now.
I
can tell you the truth. So when we first started with this, we got a lot of resistance because everybody was used to the Belgian waffle.
And Darnell, we've got to say, when you say we, you mean you and your lovely wife,
Tanya
Johnson, who's not here today.
Right.
And you guys are a family-owned business. This is a tradition for the family.
This is how in Rough and Tumble Highland Park in the Jewish Carmen household, we had the old school waffle iron, and this is how Fred Carmen would make them. And I don't see that every day. And it was delicious. I'm so excited about this. You have no idea.
It gives it a great taste.
It gives it a great taste.
And I got to give a shout out to my lovely wife Tanya.
Yes, you do. See, I'm making sure you don't get into trouble.
I hope I got some brownie points.
Yes. So tell me about running a small business. I think sometimes people forget that you guys are a mom and pop shop. You're local. You're independent. You need the support of the community. And actually, you need people to drive in from other parts of the city, from other neighborhoods, and from the suburbs to come and support you.
Oh, yeah. It's challenging, but you have to just keep pushing at what you want. In this world, you get out what you put in. And we worked very hard. Going back to my wife, she's a heck of a worker, and she's a strong believer. She's from Chicago. And our ultimate, I got to give her a lot of praise and thanks because she was behind the project. And slowly it grew. Now it's very diverse. We get all type of ages, all type of groups, you know, religion, nationalities. Everybody comes through that particular location. It's unbelievable.
Darnell, hang tight. We're going to take a quick time out here and get an update of what's coming up in news, and we'll be right back on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ate my help, wait.
I think you devoured that.
So, I mean, Dave, who's normally the most on point, won't eat during the show, is enjoying, right?
It's great. It's great. I
Darnell,
mean,
he's
really.
Normally a kale, and he's a very healthy eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he looks so good.
Yes, he does look good.
Thank great. You, Darnell.
Darnell, tell us a little bit, you know, your wife, Tanya, won't really tell me any secrets, but you have a blend of spices that go in the chicken. Anything you can tell us, because I want people listening to understand this is outstanding chicken they should drive for.
You know, it basically comes from the old cast iron skillet type of concept. You want that real grandma's kitchen type of taste. And we kind of created it coming from the cast iron going into the fryers. And it's a taste that you got to have. It's not your traditional taste that's out there today. It's that old-fashioned grandma's home-cooked chicken taste.
I got to tell you, Darnell, I did a video on chicken sandwiches. We went to all the fast food joints because Popeyes is coming out with the new chicken sandwich. And Popeyes chicken has actually been put into some restaurants because restaurants can't make it as good as Popeyes. Your chicken. And Popeyes is delicious. This is 10 times Popeyes.
So what I've done, you know, you have authentic, we were in Paris last year, you have authentic Italian food, you have authentic Mexican food. So what I've gone to is you have authentic soul food now, because everybody's getting away from that traditional,
right.
Really down home. So I call ours our authentic soul food when you come
absolutely.
To Chicago's Home of Chicken and Waffle.
And the beautiful thing about supporting a local restaurant owned by local folks is that they care about the community. Oh, and yeah. You do not like to toot your own horn, so I really am forcing you to do this. But talk about what you guys did at the Bud Billiken Parade.
So do you don't think I like to toot my own horn?
No, because you're humble. You're very, you give, and people don't even know how much you give back to the community.
We've been doing the Bud Billiken Parade, and we give chicken to the police officers since I've opened in 2008. And it's been a blessing, and it's just so nice to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and be able to go and give something to those who protect us. And it's a feeling you would have to do it to understand it. Every year, it's like a family. They give us a police escort. They have all 8 stations. We drop off chicken at all 8 stations. We drop off waters, bread, and different things. They don't want too much, but it's just a great feeling. And it's our
way of
showing.
How much chicken are you giving away to the police officers?
Over the years, you know, we did a count. It's been about 12,000 to 15,000 pieces of chicken. It's a lot of chicken over the years.
Well, you're also talking about the pathway forward to make things better. You have to have the community and the police getting to know each other, right? As best you can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working hard. I developed a small record label, Smash Town Records, and we work definitely towards the community. As you guys know, in any city, especially Chicago, they look forward to trying to bring on new talent in the city. So I'm a major outlet because I have so many people that come to that restaurant that are so talented and so diverse. So we've been very lucky picking great talent.
We should just get it out there one more time. Chicago's Home of Chicken and Waffles. This is your website, right? Chicago'sChickenandWaffles.com. I'm seeing mac and cheese on this menu here too, Darnell. Looks pretty damn tasty.
Oh, man. Mac and cheese, collard greens, the best. We have peach cobbler to die for. Oh, and the list goes on. We have a homemade sweet potato pie. Mm. Potato salad that'll blow your mind. It's just unbelievable.
We're cooking with gas here. 543 Madison Street in Oak Park. And the other location?
Is in Bronzeville.
Bronzeville, 3947 South King Drive.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, anything else you want to add? Because I want to dig into this chicken.
You guys go ahead and have a ball. I appreciate you having me up here, and the view is fantastic.
Okay, so this Saturday is National Waffle Day.
National Waffle Day.
And are you going to...
We'll be giving our waffles between 8 and 11. It'll be $1.98 for chicken, leg and thigh, and waffles free from 11 to 8. So come get free waffles. Anybody, north side, south side, west side, any side, I want you there.
From the burbs.
Enjoying chicken and waffle. From the burbs.
That's awesome. All right. Darnell, great to see you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, you guys. Thanks for having me.